critics thought a Republican congressman might be too cozy with President Trump to win his toss-up district, turns out not a problem.
I'd like to think that we helped each other in a lot of the areas of this district.
That's Rodney Davis. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, November 5th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with some McLean County restaurants deciding to keep their dining rooms open in defiance of Governor J.B. Pritzker's order to stop indoor dining in regions with high COVID positivity rates. More from Eric Stock.
A number of bars and restaurants in Bloomington Normal are quietly letting patrons dine inside as the state's ban on indoor dining takes effect. A drive through the Twin Cities on Wednesday afternoon showed Rob Dobbs, Cheeks Bar and Grill, and McGuire's among the restaurants keeping their dining rooms open with patrons inside. There were no signs to indicate indoor service. McGuire's owner Mike Hill told WGLT his business had closed indoor dining and was following all public health guidelines. While some business owners are more discreet about their desire to bring patrons inside, others want everyone to know they're keeping their doors open. Jack Pingioli owns Jack's Cafe in Leroy and Tremont. He says relying on curbside service for much of the summer was a disaster because the food quality suffered. He says he can't afford another shutdown.
How I'm going to survive? I like somebody to tell me, no, where is Jack? If you close for 2 weeks, here is $30,000. Keep your employees and close the doors. I'd be more than happy. And pay your electric bill. Pay your mortgage.
Pingioli fled the former Yugoslavia in the 1970s when he was about 20 years old, leaving a young child behind. He says living under communism, he didn't like being told what to do.
I was told what to do during the communist country in former Yugoslavia. And I didn't like people to tell me what to do, so I escaped. I did sacrifice.
Attorney Tom DeVore has challenged the governor's restrictions in court, saying he has no legal authority to enforce the shutdowns. DeVore says bars and restaurants are being unfairly blamed for COVID spread.
If they were convinced that bar and restaurants were the super spreader and that closing them was the only available way to mitigate, I don't have a client that says that they wouldn't do their best to try to make that happen.
On Wednesday, Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner sent a letter to the governor raising concerns about the health data the state is using to determine when a region should face restrictions. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County reported 133 new coronavirus cases yesterday, covering a two-day stretch. The county's testing positivity rate rose to 5.8%. 10 people are hospitalized. The backers of the graduated income tax proposal have conceded defeat. 55% of voters in Illinois rejected the idea. The share was even greater in McLean County. And State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington says he's stepping down from his GOP leadership role. That opens the door to another possible statewide run for Brady. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. If you were surprised by the size of Congressman Rodney Davis's margin of victory over his two-time Democratic challenger, you aren't alone. So was Davis. As Ryan Denham reports, the reasons why that happened are starting to become clear.
Davis beat Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan 2 years ago by just 2,000 votes, a 1% margin. It's one of the closest races in the country, and this year many political analysts considered the 13th Congressional District a toss-up. Instead, the Republican Davis expanded his margin of victory considerably. He won with 55% of the vote, a nearly 30,000 vote margin. Davis's critics argued he was too closely aligned with President Donald Trump. Now, Davis says his victory shows just how popular Trump is in his district.
You saw a surge in areas that were supporting the president, and that surge actually helped me. I'd like to think that we helped each other in a lot of the areas of this district.
The unofficial results are only a few hours old, but some explanations are starting to emerge for how Davis won so handily in a sprawling district Democrats drew to give themselves a shot. The district contains parts or all of 14 different counties, including college towns like Bloomington Normal and Champaign-Urbana. One reason is that Londrigan's margin of victory shrank in the only three counties she also won in 2018. In Champaign County, which has the most votes, Londrigan's margin of victory shrank from over 69% down to 67%. A similar thing happened in McLean County and in Sangamon County, which includes her hometown of Springfield. And turnout apparently fell among Illinois State University students who live in the 13th District. Turnout was 64% and 69% at the two precincts that vote on campus. That's down from the 70s during the last presidential election 4 years ago. It's unclear exactly why. Lane Crothers has a theory. He's a professor of politics and government at Illinois State University. He says some college students just aren't on campus right now because they're learning remotely from their permanent residences due to the pandemic.
Typically, communities that have universities in them tend to be bluer than the societies around them, and I don't think that was quite as true this cycle. And I think that's across the United States, and I think that's because we had many fewer college students at college this year.
During his victory speech, Davis acknowledged his college town volunteers.
The kids who've been working this campaign in our college campuses, they did a great job. They busted their butts throughout this district.
Davis also ran up the score in the more rural parts of the district, expanding his margins from 2018 just about everywhere. In Christian County, that includes his hometown of Taylorville, Davis's margin grew from 73% to nearly 76%. Similar thing happened in DeWitt County and in Macon County, which includes Decatur. The Davis campaign touted its ground game as one key factor in the victory, had over 500 volunteers making over a million voter contacts, including 275,000 door knocks. It's unclear how significantly the pandemic impacted Londrigan's campaign and its ground game. Davis himself contracted and fought COVID during the course of the campaign. Londrigan spoke to supporters the morning after.
This was always going to be a tough race, and then a pandemic hit and started throwing curveball after curveball, but you never wavered. Running a congressional campaign is difficult in the best of circumstances. Running one virtually? Wow.
I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all of the results and our recap of local, state, and national races at WGLT.org/election. Before we let you go, Bloomington's Public Safety and Community Relations Board will meet today at 3:30 at City Hall. On the agenda are changes to board rules related to community listening meetings. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.